Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is February 20th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Fintellect partners with Nordigen. Financial management application Fintellect has partnered with UK-based open banking provider and go cardless company Nordigen for SMEs development. Upcoming Valley Fintech Pay event at Arizona BayPay's chapter. The BayPay Forum is proud to announce the first event of Valley Fintech Pay, the Arizona BayPay's chapter on February 23, 2023. More details are available at baypayforum.com/022323. Fintech Alliance partners with Cedars. UK-based digital engagement company Fintech Alliance has announced its partnership with investment platform Cedars to connect companies with potential investors. Bolt plans further expansion into Africa. Estonia-based e-hailing company Bolt has planned to further expand into Africa with a €500 investment aiming to create new opportunities for drivers on the continent. Tazapay receives MPI license approval from MAS. Singapore-based fintech Tazapay has received in-principle approval for a major payment institution, MPI, license from the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS. Starkart partners Infuse for embedded payments. Finland-based fintech Infuse has partnered with disruptive e-commerce aggregator startup Starkart to provide to its retailers and shoppers embedded virtual card payments. Payoneer receives EMI license from UK's FCA. US-based financial technology company Payoneer has received an electronic money license, EMI, from the UK's Financial Conduct Authority, FCA. Instacart adds new earning features. US-based retail enablement platform Instacart has announced the launch of two features designed to help shoppers on its platform with more earning opportunities. ShieldPay partners Finergo to improve risk monitoring. UK-based digital payments company ShieldPay has partnered Ireland-based CLM provider Finergo to create a comprehensive CLM system. Russian search engine Yandex adds crypto to its currency converter. The Russia-based Yandex search engine has updated its currency converter and now shows cryptocurrency rates in a number of fiat currencies. Japan to test digital yen use via a pilot program. The Bank of Japan has revealed its plans to launch a pilot program to test the use of the digital yen after 2 years of experiments in April 2023. FTX-backed Shipper Cash embarks on second round of layoffs. African cross-border payments app Shipper Cash has announced a second round of layoffs, just 3 months after letting go of 12.5% of its workforce. Barclays records surge in contactless transactions. The total value of all contactless payments jumped 49.7% in 2022, as Brits embraced the 100 transaction limit and returned to high street shopping following the easing of all coronavirus restrictions. FSB says many current stablecoins will not meet future regulatory standards. The Financial Stability Board has warned that many existing stablecoins would fail to pass muster under new risk management rules currently being formulated. Russia preps digital ruble pilot. Russia's central bank is gearing up for a central bank digital currency pilot with real-world retail transactions. Revolut rolls out credit cards in Ireland. Revolut, the global financial super app with more than 2 million customers in Ireland, is starting to roll out its flexible and feature-filled credit card to existing customers in Ireland. Hong Kong's SFC consults on proposals to regulate virtual asset trading platforms. The Securities and Futures Commission, SFC, today launched a consultation on the proposed requirements for operators of virtual asset trading platforms. FCA seeks views on updating asset management regulation. The Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, is seeking views on what regulatory change might help the UK's asset management industry innovate, better support the investors it serves, and boost competition. TradeFeeder releases FX Algo Forecasting Suite. TradeFeeder, the leading independent FX data analytics platform, today released its Algo Forecasting Suite, a collection of pre- and post-trade tools for clients to analyze and select the most appropriate FX execution algos. Icelandic neobank Eind selects Lucidity for financial crime prevention. Eind, an Icelandic mobile-first advanced neobank, has selected Lucidity as its AML compliance software, including its transaction monitoring and case manager solutions. London-based crypto startup Clink Finance gains EU license. Clink Finance, a cutting-edge crypto startup based in London, has received its initial authorization to offer its cryptocurrency services across the European Union. Credit cards. For Goldman Sachs, first a rumble, then a stumble, and now a fumble. The Goldman Sachs Apple Card hit the market with a frenzy of a Silicon Valley startup. Apple announced the simplicity of Apple. Access Bank partners with Connected Analytics. Nigeria-based financial institution Access Bank has partnered with rewards platform Connected Analytics to launch a new product, Access Rewards. Revolut launches credit cards in Ireland. Global financial application Revolut has announced the launch of its new flexible and feature-filled credit cards for customers and clients in Ireland. MPESA partners Amazon to boost global remittance market. African mobile money app, MPESA, has signed a new strategic partnership with fintech giant Amazon, tackling global remittances market's multi-trillion dollar surge. Bank of Japan kicks off CBDC pilot. Following a two-year investigation phase, the Bank of Japan is kicking off pilot trials of a digital yen. Go live of the T2T2S consolidation project confirmed. Following an assessment by the Market Infrastructure Board of the European Central Bank, ECB, the Governing Council of the ECB has confirmed the go-live date for the T2T2S consolidation project. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.